We are the Forsaken. Forsaken.
You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
My lord, the Forsaken are at the gate. Why are the Forsaken at our gate, my young knight? My lord, they have a new thing to follow. What do you mean, they have a new thing to follow? Pray tell, what is this thing they follow? My lord, I hear it's called Corpse Run Radio. Corpse Run Radio? What the devil is she up to now, this mistress of the dark?
From collecting, to leveling, to battling, welcome to Lita's Littlest Pet Shop for all of your pet battling needs.
Hello, sweeties, and today we are going to be talking about a cute little flying pet called the Royal Peacock. Now, the way that you get this is by doing the achievement Drenal Safari. It's an account-wide progress, and that is to catch every battle pet in Drenal. Sounds exciting, and I cannot wait to get this one. Okay, let's have a little look at its battle information. So, the slot 1 abilities. At level 1, you get quills. It's 100% hit chance. Flings 1 to 2 quills at the enemy, dealing flying damage per hit. Hits an additional time if the user attacks first. It's good against aquatics and not so good against dragonkin. At level 10, you get Savage Talon, and this is 100% hit chance. Slashes savagely, dealing flying damage. Again, good against aquatic and not so good against dragonkin. So the slot 2 abilities. And at level 2, you get Dazzling Dance. This increases your team speed by 25% for 9 rounds. Then at level 15, you get Arcane Storm. This is a 3-round cooldown with 100% hit chance, and this deals magic damage split between all enemies and warps the weather into arcane winds for 9 rounds. This does additional damage if arcane winds is already active. During arcane winds, pets cannot be stunned or rooted. Now, this is good against flying and not so good against mechanical. Now, slot 3 abilities. At level 4, you get Rain Dance, and this is a 4-round cooldown. This will heal you and increase your team's hit and critical strike chance by 50% for 2 rounds. Then at level 20, you get Feign Death. This is an 8-round cooldown. The user feigns death, avoiding the opponent's attack. The user then swaps automatically with your highest health pet. Okay, now, the other things to remember. The passive parts of flying. Flying creatures gain 50% extra speed while above 50% health. Any damage that flying takes, 50% comes from magic abilities, whereas 33% down from beast abilities. Anyway, that is all from me today. I hope you have great fun with your pet battles and your pet collecting, and we will talk to you later. Bye!
This is 60 Crunchlets. Food epidemic update. There have been sightings that have changed as far north as Crossroads. And Mr. George has also gone missing, who was last seen fishing in the swamps in the surrounding areas. Locals have reported some sounds of gunshots from the direction of the cafe, and we're still waiting to hear back from Daniels as to what's happening with the situation. Let's see if we can hear anything now. Mr. Daniels, we seem to be still surrounded. I'm sat here up on the roof with Mr. Scrossling, Mr. and Mrs. Farnworth. I think it's only the four of us left. Trying to figure out why they're still here.
Why aren't they going away? Get us out of here.
We haven't got any idea why they're still here. Something they've eaten all the food, I think. This is one of them boxes, Mr. Scrossling.
Yeah, you know, I've been saving them for ages. So some clamlet and cricket. They might be off.
That could be it. Here, go down there and bring me up a box. I think I got an idea. Here you go. What are you going to do? I'm going to take this box and throw it in the opposite direction. I'm hoping they won't follow us. Now, count three. I'm going to throw it. You run down there. You're ready to break out that freezer door.
Yeah, you can't be serious. You think it's going to work?
That's all we got. At least if we head for that swamp, there's one chance of getting out of here. I want to pick up anything guns or anything useful you find on the way out. Be quick. I don't know how long it's going to take them to eat all this stuff. One. Two. Three, go! Well, I'm going first. Get me out of the way. Don't forget out of here.
Yeah, put my hands in the way. Let me have a go.
Hang on. Shh. Wait, you can still hear him outside. It might take a minute to get round the other side of the building. Right. Let's have another go at this door. Shh. I think it's okay. Look. Pick one of his rifles up. Okay, let's go. Is anybody outside?
No, I think it's okay. Just rock out, you know.
I'm not really sure about this. You should be okay. Come on. Let's go.
Is it safe?
You know, it's fine. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, God. Run for it.
He's got my leg. Oh, God.
I'm bleeding.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Where the hell am I? Oh, God. It's coming.
This has been 60 Crunchlets.
If it don't look or smell right, don't eat it.
Hello, my name is Grant Nagus, and today I want to talk a little about Twilight Highlands. Twilight Highlands is a zone that had been introduced into the WoW universe as it is now in Cataclysm. It was formerly known as Northrun, and it's located in the northeastern part of Kathmodan. You can enter it through the portal from your main cities. You'll end up on the Alliance side in Highbank or on the Horde side in Dragonmoor Port. If you want to go there on a normal way, riding, entering the zone, flying, you can go there from Lochmodan. You can come in from the wetlands. This is where the path leads. It's called Dragonmoor Pass, and it'll lead you right by the first major settlement, which is the old dwarven fortress of Grimbatol. Grimbatol has been part of the Warcraft lore for a very long time. I don't want to go into it all that much, but it revolves around the War of the Three Hammers, for once, where you have the Wild Hammers build it. And after the Second War, we had the very unfortunate incident with Alexstrasza being held captive there, and she was forced to breed riding mounts for the Dragonmaw clan. And after her being freed, some of the Red Dragonflight have stayed there to keep an eye on the place, and that is why, in part, we get to ride on the Red Dragons inside it when we enter and run through Grimbatol. The next big structure I want to talk about real quick is Bastion of Twilight. Bastion of Twilight is a 10-25 man raid. This is where we get to fight and defeat Shogal in our universe. Let's add that little part, since we all know that he's back in Warlords of Draenor. But on heroic mode, the final boss is Sinestra. Sinestra is the former mate of Deathwing, and you need to defeat her as well, which gives you the achievement title of Dragonslayer. Nice title to have there. An interesting aspect, in my opinion, is the fact that one of the dragons we are fighting in Bastion of Twilight is also present in one of the fights in Grimbatol. When you fight Dragar Shadowburner in Grimbatol, in phase 2, he jumps off the platform and Valeona catches him and helps him in the second phase, but then eventually she leaves him again and flees, or whatever you want to call it. But she is back in Bastion of Twilight, and we have to finally defeat her in that raid instance. Alright, back to the zone itself, Twilight Highlands. We have the theme of the zone, and that is basically Wildhammers versus Dragonmaw and all the shenanigans going on between these two factions. I find it really interesting that it's warring back and forth, and nowhere else is this more evident, I find, than in the dailies that are part of this zone, where as an alliance you fight the Dragonmaw and as a horde you fight the Wildhammer. And they made the daily experience part of this little war. That's cool. Since this is the high level zone for the expansion, the end game content mainly takes place there in the regular leveling process. We have some old god activity going on there as well, and we have a part of the legendary quest line for the rogue daggers taking place in this zone. Okay, this has been it for me for this week. On a final note, I have two suggestions for you guys. If you want to read up more about Grimbatol, you can do so. There are two novels that have been published. One is called Day of the Dragon and one is called Night of the Dragon. Go read them if you want to know more about, for one, Alexstrasza's way to freedom, and if you want some more lore from that time. There are some really nice insights into different characters from the WoW universe. If you have any questions or suggestions, tweet me at GrandNegus1, write me an email at towerofcommerce@gmail.com. This has been Grand Negus, Rule of Acquisition, number 19. Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye, guys.
The champions who fought at our side assured the survival of our world. But now, we must see it with mortal eyes. We dragon aspects have fulfilled our great purpose, and our ancient power is expended. But though our day draws to an end, life endures, and new generations will be born. Today's victory belongs to all who stood against the shadow. You are Azeroth's true guardians, and the future of this world is in your hands. For the dawning of the Age of Mortals has begun.
Hello guys, this is Honest Movies, and today I got yet another World of Warcraft lore lesson. In this video, I will give you the lore of Alexstrasza, the former dragon aspect, the leader of the Red Dragonflight, and also known as the Lifebinder. So I thought I had covered her before, but it turns out I didn't, and I really wanted to do so now, because Alexstrasza is such an important character that he has extremely strong ties to the world of Azeroth, and she was involved in pretty much every major event that happened on the world of Azeroth, and she pretty much like helped it with every foe we have fought before. So without further ado, let's just get into her lore. So, all of you probably know that the dragon aspects are these big, powerful dragons, but long ago, they weren't like that at all. Most of this was kinda explained in the recently released book called Dawn of the Aspects. Now, the dragon aspects were proto-drakes once, who were quite primitive compared to the today's dragons. All five of them, Alexstrasza, her sister Ysera, Maligos, Nozdormu, and Neltarion, fought the giant dragon Gellicron, who was a threat to them all, and thus the titans saw their fight, and before they departed the world of Azeroth, they empowered them in order to safeguard the world of Azeroth. So all of them received a small portion of the titan's power. Alexstrasza in particular received her powers from Eonar, the patron of all life, and thus she became known as the Lifebinder, and her duty was to safeguard all living creatures on Azeroth. Now, her story continues 10,000 years ago, as the Burning Legion invades on behalf of the Highborn Queen Ashara. She helped the mortals fight off the Burning Legion, but it was during this time that one of the aspects, called Neltarion, or later known as Deathwing, turned evil. Deathwing was once a noble dragon, but he had heard the whispers of the old gods who wanted to use him in order to free themselves, and he turned mad and saw the opportunity to complete his dragon soul in order to use its power so that he can rule Azeroth and so that all of the living beings of Azeroth would worship him as a god. Now, he deceived the dragon aspects, Alexstrasza included, in order to give a portion of their power to the dragon soul so that he could use it in order to defeat the demons of the Burning Legion, or so they thought, but little did they know about his actual plan. Now, he, together with the rest of the dragonflights, flew together to Xin Ashari, where the Night Elves were fighting the Burning Legion, and he grabbed the Dragon Soul and started killing thousands of demons, and also the Night Elves, and that is when pretty much everyone realized that he had betrayed him. Now, Deathwing demanded all the Dragonflights to bow to him, but Maligos and the Blue Dragonflight refused, and they attacked him, and with the use of the Dragon Soul, he destroyed his entire Dragonflight, but Maligos did actually survive. Now, the aspects feared that the same thing would happen to them and to their dragonflights, so in desperation, they hid themselves. Meanwhile, Deathwing's corruption was tearing his body apart, so the goblins who also made a dragon soul forged him an armor in order to keep him in one piece while being at the close proximity of the dragon soul, as it was pretty much just tearing his body apart. However, Malfurion discovered his lair through the Emerald Dream, and he stole the demon soul from him, but Illidan and Varathen, who is a personal guard of Ashara, captured him and handed the demon soul to Manaroth, who was leading the Legion's armies. He then used the power of it in order to summon Sargeras into the world. Now, Deathwing came to recover it while it was being used and succeeded in reaching it. However, he was almost destroyed in the attempt. Now, after the defeat of the Burning Legion, the dragon aspect sealed the demon soul so that Deathwing wouldn't even be able to find it or use its powers again. After that, the war ended, but the world was still destroyed, and Alexstrasza, Ysera, and Nozdormu agreed to use the well in Mount Hyjal, which contained the essence of the Well of Eternity since Illidan spilled the vials from it, in order to heal the war-ravaged land. So they placed a magical acorn so that the first world tree could grow, which was later on named Nordrasil. The world tree also gave the Night Elves the immortality so that they can keep the balance and harmony while the dragons were away. Now, around 25 years approximately back from the current era, Deathwing finally discovered the location of the Demon Soul. Of course, he couldn't use it because of the enhancements the aspects have bestowed upon it previously, but he found a way to use it, and he used the Dragonmaw clan and their leader Zul'Hed the Wacht in order to capture Alexstrasza so that they can force her to breed mounts for their armies. Even after the Second War ended, Alexstrasza was extremely valuable to the Horde military and was to be protected at all costs. But Deathwing had another plan, as he wanted to get her out in the open so that he can steal her children in order to create a new dragonflight for himself. And then he manipulated the orcs into moving, because he told them an alliance attack is coming, and once they were out in the open, they were attacked by Deathwing. The three other free aspects, Maligos, Ysera, and Nozdormu, attacked Deathwing, but they were no match for him, as they gave a part of their power to the Demon Soul, so they were weaker, while Deathwing was the only one who didn't give a portion of his power to the Demon Soul, so he was stronger than them. But Ronin, the human mage, who was on a mission to free Alexstrasza, stole the Demon Soul from Necro's Skullcrusher, who was holding it, and he destroyed it, thus releasing all of the powers that the dragons had once given to it, and Deathwing had no other choice but to retreat, and Alexstrasza was free again. After that, Alexstrasza returns again in Wrath of the Lich King as she travels to the Vroomrest Temple in Northrend in order to deal with the latest issue, the Nexus War. Now, if you didn't know, the Nexus War started when Maligos went crazy and declared war against all of the spellcasters, mostly Dalaran and the Kirin Tor, because he thought they were evil and that they're going to summon the Burning Legion again. Now, Alexstrasza sided with the humans, although it's mostly because of a promise she made to Ronin before, because he actually freed her from the torture. Later on, she made an appearance in the Stormrage novel, where she helped the Night Elves with the Emerald Nightmare, and most importantly, in the end, when Malfurion and Tirande got married, she and her sister Ysera blessed Eldrassil, now making it officially a new world tree after the previous one was destroyed by Archimonde, or at least they used the powers in order to destroy Archimonde. However, peace wasn't really for long, because Deathwing was recovering from his previous wounds, and now the whispers of the old gods were greater than ever before, so his power was definitely multiplied a lot compared to his previous power. Now, once he woke up, he literally shattered the world of Azeroth, and thus the event was known as the Shattering, and pretty much every part of Azeroth was touched by it, every like zone, and barely any part was untouched, so that's why definitely they call it the Shattering, because it pretty much shattered the entire world. Now, in the Twilight Highlands, Alexstrasza faced off Deathwing in an epic battle. However, they both fell to the ground and she was exhausted from the battle. And then Kaelin, who is a red dragon, pretty much a child of Alexstrasza, and Player come to her side. While she thinks Deathwing was dead, he rises up behind him, and the Player escapes with Alexstrasza, while Kaelin, who knew he was really no match for such a power as Deathwing, sacrifices himself in order to buy time so that Alexstrasza can get to safety. Later on, the dragons convened in the Wurmrest Temple to have their first meeting with the Blue Dragonflight since Maligos died. Now, while the meeting was going on, Crassus, Alexstrasza's consort, went to the Ruby Sanctum below in order to check on the eggs, and there he discovered that the Twilight's Hammer was casting dark spells on the eggs, and that their spells had mutated hatchings from all of the flights, so he used all of his power in order to link the portals of all sanctums together, and pretty much imploded, which destroyed a good part of the Wurmrest Temple, and pretty much also killed himself, thus he sacrificed himself. Now, his death was considered a betrayal because it destroyed like a huge portion of the Brunrest Temple, which sent Alexstrasza into a great depression, but once Troll got a vision of what actually happened, he told her the news, and she rejoined their cause in order for Crassus's great sacrifice to not really happen in vain. After that, they realized that Deathwing had to be slain in order to keep the world alive, and her sister Ysera realizes that the only weapon that would be strong enough to kill Deathwing is the Dragon Soul that was created by Deathwing. But the Dragon Soul has been destroyed, but through Nozdormu, they arrange to actually go back in time and retrieve it so that it can be used in the present time to kill Deathwing. Now, Troll then used the Dragon Soul, which has been bestowed with powers of all aspects, and it completely destroys Deathwing, and thus the world is saved. Now, the aspects realize that their ancient powers have been expanded, and that they had pretty much fulfilled their ancient great purpose of safeguarding the world of Azeroth, so they become mortal, and are no longer the aspects guarding the world of Azeroth. Now, even though Alexstrasza's goal might have been fulfilled, she is still a pretty relevant figure in the world of Azeroth, and thus she has made an appearance in the novel called War Crimes, where she was a witness during the trial of Gera Shellscream, and pretty much she was there just retelling the events of how she was tortured by the hands of the orcs, and she states that she would be able to forgive them, and that she loved every creature on Azeroth, and even the orcs themselves. Alright, that is all I have for this lore lesson. I hope you can enjoy it, and feel free to leave your feedback on what you would like to see in the future. Right now, I have a plan on doing a few more lore videos. Also, I am always open for feedback on what you would like to see from my channel, so the comment section is a perfect place for you to leave your feedback. Also, don't forget to like, favorite, and subscribe, as it really helps with the channel and keeps the videos going. And also, check out my Twitch.tv stream, as I will be streaming there quite seriously after the new year. Thanks a lot for taking your time to watch this video, and see you next time.